Have you heard the hype about Tech Neck? So what is Tech Neck? What does it mean for you? But more importantly, what does it mean for your kids or your grandkids? Tech Neck is something that is all around us now. We sit at computers for longer, and we're also using smartphones more and more. This is episode 45 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews here from West Chiropractic. Are you suffering with tech neck? If you don't know what tech neck is, it is neck pain that can be caused from sitting at a desk for too long or using a device like an iPhone or a tablet for a long period of time. This is becoming more common. We see this in chiropractic offices the whole time now, purely because we are now sitting at desks for much longer. We are using iPhones for much longer, and we are in a position that we're not designed to be in long term. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews. I'm a doctor of chiropractic here at West Chiropractic. And today I'm going to talk to you about what tech neck is and what you need to do to make sure that you're not going to suffer from it long term. Now, we are in West Byfleet here. You've only got to go onto West Byfleet station at around 5 to 7 a.m. in the morning, look along the platform, and you will see everyone standing huddled over like this. Let alone when you get into London, get on the underground, everybody's there like this, in this position, head down, looking at their phones. So this is going to cause problems with the neck in the long run. So you really need to make sure that you are protecting your neck long term. Otherwise, this can cause things like neck pain, headaches, disc problems, which can then lead to pain down the arms, causing pins and needles in the fingers, or even a lack of grip strength long term. So you need to make sure you're protecting your neck. Now, more than ever, we sit at desks for work. We're less active than we were 50 years ago. And also, since COVID in 2020, we're now working at desk setups that we're not designed to be sitting at, as we're working from home a lot more. So usually, most people are doing a 3-2 split, where they're in their office 3 days and they're at home 2 days. Those 2 days when they're at home are often at the kitchen table. We've had some clients saying that they sit in their bed or they even sit on the sofa. They're constantly on a laptop looking down like this for 8 hours a day. It's going to put a lot of stress through the neck. So why is it putting stress on the neck? Well, let's talk about what the neck should look like first. So from the side, you should have 3 curves in your spine. A nice smooth C-shaped curve here, another reverse C-shape into the mid-back, the thoracic spine, and another C-shaped curve in the lower back, the lumbar spine. So an S-shape through the spine like that. And that's to give that springiness, that shock absorption through your whole spine, so that when you do sit, you've got that nice cushion, or if you are doing any active sports like running, walking, playing tennis, football, you've got that nice springiness when you're moving around. So what can often happen when we sit for too long is that we lose that nice C-shaped curve in the neck. So the reason being is that we tend to do this, we look forwards, we're typing, or we're using our phone. So I've got a phone here. It tends to be that we're doing this and we're taking pressure onto here, and it's going to put a lot of stress through that neck. So that reverse curve in the neck like this, you need to make sure we're trying to bring that curve back in a good position, which is what we'll talk through in a second, and I'll show you some of the things that you can do to help keep that neck curve nice and stable. If you have suffered a whiplash or an injury, that can also put pressure on the neck as well, and then it can be exacerbated by postural issues such as sitting at a desk for too long or using an iPhone. So if you have had an injury like that, it's really important you seek professional help. A lot of people go to see physiotherapists after whiplash, which is a fantastic route to go because of the soft tissue injuries in there, and they can be of great help for you also. Okay, so let me show you this exercise first. So you want to be lying down like this. You can do this on your bed or on a hard floor. So what needs to happen is you need to make sure that you're trying to push your neck down. So if you look at my chin here, I'm essentially just trying to jerk my chin like this. That's the double chin. You see my voice go funny, and then coming back up and then pushing down like this, and then come back up like this. Now, all the time you're doing this, you want to make sure that your shoulders are relaxed, my chest is open, and my shoulder blades are pulled down. So you see, it's a very subtle movement, just literally trying to pull and then come back up, and then pull and then come back up. So, and then come back up. And back up. And then like this, taking pressure off the neck. So that reverse chin tuck is an amazing way to start restoring some curve through the neck. And it's also going to make sure that you're not getting something called an anterior head carriage or forward head carriage, which is where head tips forward like this. You see a lot of people in their 70s and 80s that have that reverse curve. We call it a dowager's hump or a kyphosis through the thoracic spine. Kyphosis just means the curve going the other way. And it's really important you try and bring those shoulder blades back, take as much pressure off the spine as you can. Okay, so this one is the wall angel. So feet shoulder width apart.
bum back on the wall, and you're gonna have the shoulders like this. Rotate the arms in like that, and what you're gonna have is you may struggle to actually get the hands back on the wall. If you can't, just bring the elbows forward like that. So bring the hands forward like that, make sure the elbows are touching, keep the head back. The head and the bum are the most important things to have contact on the wall. Then we bring the elbows back, and then you can start to bring the hands back over time. But if you can't get there, just start like this. If you can't do that, just start like this, elbows back down by the side. Okay, so let's say you can. You're gonna feel a small gap here in the base of the spine. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to push your stomach back to squash that gap. You're gonna feel tension come across the top of the shoulder blades, and you're gonna feel the head trying to push back into the wall. That's gonna help to open up the spaces. It's gonna help to open up your chest, bring the shoulder blades back. Now, common mistakes will be this. So bringing the arms forwards to get the back flat, or lifting the feet up. You don't wanna lift the feet up. Try and keep it nice and flat through there, okay? Okay, so you should see a hollow there. All I'm doing is pushing back like this. Pushing back, and then you hold for 30 seconds, like this. It shouldn't be too sore. If you're getting pins and needles in the fingers, just stop. You should be able to hold that for 30 seconds and relax, and you wanna try and repeat 3 times 3.
That is called the wall angel. Do that 30 seconds and repeat that 3 times 3. An amazing way to get a good stretch through the upper back. Take a lot of pressure off the chest. You're essentially reversing that curved forward posture like this, trying to open up the base of the spine as well. Get everything into a good position as you go through. Okay. Okay. And then we've got to use these. We've got to use these things for work, for communication. They're really, really important. Okay. We have overused them as a society, and I actually think we're way too dependent on them as well. But you do need to use them. So what's the best way to use them? So if I'm sitting like this, what you'll tend to see on a train is someone like that, looking down, shoulders rotated forwards, head dropping down like that. It's going to put a lot of stress on the neck. But what needs to happen is you need to make sure shoulders are back, head's in a good position, shoulder blades pulled back and supporting on the chair, chin tucked back in, and then lifting the arms up like this. It looks a little bit silly, but it's the best way to use a smartphone. And then you got this in a good position, trying to retract the shoulders, actually acts as a workout because you're holding a weight and you want to take as much pressure as you can off this area. Okay, and if you're feeling really brave, we've got the push-up plus here to help with the scapulars, shoulder blades, pull those back in a good position. So you can start on the knees like this, and literally all you need to focus on is not bending your elbows. So do not bend the elbows. You want to drop in like this, and then push up. Drop in like this, and then push up like this. It's gonna help to activate a muscle called the serratus anterior, which wraps around the ribs on the back and holds the shoulder blades in. So it stops the shoulder blades from rounding, helps to bring your thoracic spine back in. So that'll be the starter one. And a bit more advanced is gonna be on all fours like this, taking the knees off. Again, nice flat back, shoulder blades go down, push up through here. Shoulder blades go down, and then you're pushing up. Pushing through the back like that, taking a lot of stress off that area.
So that is the push up plus. I would say try and do 10 repetitions of that. Repeat 3 times 3. It's gonna really help to open up your chest, bring the shoulder blades back in a good position, and make sure that when you are sitting at a desk or you are using an iPhone, it's being counteracted with the exercises that you're doing here. If you like the video, please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel as well for regular updates. And if you know someone that is struggling with Technic, then share this video with them. As always, you can grab a copy of my best-selling book, The Secret Cure to Back Pain. This is edition 2 here, Transform Your Back. Grab it on Amazon. The link is in the show notes below. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.